ghostly land. England is Europe's most haunted country. A recent television documentary has claimed that England is Europe's most haunted country. Many of the older houses, churches and castles across the country are said to be the home to ghosts. And there is now increasing scientific evidence to support the claims. Scientists can monitor areas suspected to be inhabited by ghosts. They can analyse different sound frequencies and also use infrared technology to study movement. One of the 10 most feared ghosts in England is a werewolf that wanders across the Yorkshire moors. Susan Rose, a resident of the village of Muston, says the werewolf is often seen walking around the church. If it has been out, then the next morning there's a strong stench around the village. London is also home to many ghosts, and the London Underground Network is reported to be the home to as many as 8 separate ghosts or spirits. One of these is at Covent Garden Station, where a tall man in a long coat, a big hat and white gloves has been seen since the 1950s.
Driving gaffe. German driver causes chaos. A driver from Dusseldorf blocked the entrance to an underground station when she mistook it for a subterranean car park. The 52-year-old drove her Volkswagen Beetle across the pavement and into the entrance, where it came to a halt 5 steps down. Police estimated the damage to the station at around €1,500. The VW Beetle Cabrio remained balanced on the 5th step. The woman was able to get out unharmed. The accident happened in the Nordstrasse underground station in the centre of Dusseldorf. A truck was called later to drag the car out. A local newspaper said the woman was more shocked and embarrassed than hurt. A similar incident happened 4 years ago in the same underground station when a 50-year-old man also mistook the entrance for an underground car park. Some claim the station needs transforming, but Andrea Blom, head of the traffic management in Dusseldorf, said, "We had only recently changed the entrance to the station. The stairwell has been painted a brighter colour and extra lighting has been installed. I wish people would just pay a bit more attention."